Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anything in particular you want to get into today?
No.
We're just going to freestyle?
Yeah, as usual.
Freestyle and go. That's my style, man. I feel like when we freestyle, it's the most natural of conversations that I could have with anybody.
Yeah, so that's why I was asking, like, do you want to do specifics?
Right. Or we can get into whatever. I haven't seen any movies in a while, so that's why I said that. But I tried to script out a show one time, and it didn't go too well because we were, like, trying so hard to, like, and I even had it up on the screen, and then there's that TV that was up above me the first time you came, mm-hmm. and it was up there so they could see it, and it just didn't work. Anyways, man.
Maybe you gotta try again.
maybe. You ready, though?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Highly Unapologetic, the podcast. I'm your host, with you as always, Adam, and welcome tonight, back. Sitting next to me in the new studio, familiar face, friend of the show, Big Lois.
Lois.
That's my homeboy. What's going on, man?
Not much.
You just got off work?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was super easy.
Okay.
But my supervisors ain't worth a you know what.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Samesies. Mm-hmm. You want to tell the world what you do? Because I have questions.
Oh. Well, I work for UPS, delivery driver. So Monday through Friday, it's great. Sometimes I have to work on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I do get a lot of questions, especially from like people like on social media, like, hey, if I, you know, I'm like, well, did you do this? Did you do that? And they're like, yeah, and then or no. And it's like, all right, well,
freaking idiot.
Basically.
Right.
Basically. Like, it's common sense.
Just yeah.
Plug in numbers.
Right.
Tell you where it's at.
Tell you where it's at. Okay, so here's my question. So I know, like, I know during the holidays you're like dumb, yeah, okay, stupid busy.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, like, to a point where you're like, you have a helper.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, after Christmas, is it still busy with, like, the, I guess, the packages that didn't arrive in time? Or, like, is it?
Well, it actually.
Is it dead?
No. So, it actually goes past Christmas. So, usually, probably like this week was the last week because of returns, gift card purchases.
Right.
People, the lazy people get gift cards.
Yeah. 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 Wait, time out.
I do that too. So
I love getting gift cards.
I mean,
I'd much rather have like cash so I can go
and do whatever with
and
it.
Go buy my own whatever.
Mm.
But if you get me a gift card and you, or if you want to confine me to one specific store, I'm cool with that. Just let me go pick it out. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
But
I feel like if they know you well enough, they'll get you something, a gift card to where you actually like.
Right. And there's a lot of people who find gift cards like repulsive and like hate getting or giving them because it is the lazy way out, you know? So
I mean, I do it. I'm just saying I guess stating facts that I do it. It's lazy. Whatever.
That's fair. I feel like at Christmas, gift cards are a good like stocking stuffer, not a main.
Yeah, no.
Like a main stocking a main stuffer gift.
For sure.
So, and also, super lazy if you're playing White Santa or what's the other one? Secret Santa?
Secret Santa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super
white,
lazy.
White Elephant.
Yeah, White Elephant. What did I say?
A White Santa.
Yeah, White Santa. We all know Santa's black. Duh. But anyways, what else is going on, man? How's your lovely wife?
She's doing good. She's hanging in there.
And the kids?
Yeah, they're doing good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Pain in the...
Yeah.
In the rear.
Kids ruin parents' lives.
I don't know if they so much ruin it. It's just... They ruin it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm glad we're on the same page on that. So, NFL playoffs started today.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a little... You want to do a little bracketology?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Then let me go ahead and we'll pull up the brackets here real quick. And, I mean, we could just kind of go through them. That'll give us something to do while we figure out what else we're going to talk about, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I already told you off camera, I told you who I'm going for right now.
Yeah. So I also have more questions.
About?
Your fandom. Like who you cheer for?
Oh, I'm still a Patriots fan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because I know somebody who is a Tom Brady fan.
Oh, that's me too.
So I got a buddy. You know Keith, my buddy Keith Lyons, mm-hmm. my quarterback. His little cousin plays softball with me.
Okay,
Chris, and he's a big Tom Brady fan. He named his first son Brady.
Oh wow!
After Tom Brady, and so. I guess he followed him down to Tampa as a fan.
Yeah.
So that was my question. All right. So
I mean, I still watch him. I'll watch his games over any other game. Like if they're not playing at the same time, I'll watch.
Okay.
Them.
Well, or you're going to be very upset with my first round picks.
I don't think so.
I know so. Okay. So let's just get into it real quick. We'll do the left side of the bracket, which is the 2 seed, the 7 seed, the Chiefs, and the Steelers. Okay, and this one should be a no-brainer. Even Ben Roethlisberger said they stood no chance at winning this game, so we're just going to go out there and have some fun. Can you see that? It's real little.
I can see it.
Do I need to do a bigger one?
No.
Okay, cool. So Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
Who do you got? Kansas City.
Kansas City, that's who I'm picking. Okay. The game going on right now, the Bengals and the Raiders.
Going for the Raiders.
Okay, you're going for the Raiders.
Down.
Yeah, I picked. Yeah, they're down right now, 20-13. It's halftime. We're a little behind right now, but I picked Cincinnati to win that game on my written bracket that I turned in at work for whatever kind of contest. But I picked the Bengals, and then the 3 seed and the 6 seed. That's the Bills and the Patriots. I already know you're picking the Patriots.
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, tell me why.
I'm a realist.
Okay, so
I feel the Bills are a better team.
Okay, so you actually pick with your brain and not your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I think the Bills are going to win that. And if the Patriots do win that, I'll be
You'll surprised. Be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll
be like, let's go.
Yeah. I also picked the Bills to win that game because I'm a big Josh Allen fan.
I mean.
I'm a big Stephon Diggs fan.
I'm a huge fan of Josh Allen. He's actually a beast of a quarterback.
Right.
And... For them, they should. To be honest, the two games that the Patriots and Bills played, the season, the Bills should have won both. I mean, obviously they won the second one, but they should have won the first one.
Right. Too. Bills. I mean, the Patriots went on a little run. Mac Jones isn't a scrub.
No.
This year, we'll see if it's sustainable and if he can keep it up. But I mean, whatever. Let me ask you a question, okay? You're starting a franchise right now with them, not rookies. It's how they're playing right now. Are you taking Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Ooh, probably Josh Allen.
Same. I'm glad you backed me up.
I think
because you said you listened to that episode, the Green Sleeves episode,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and I thought I was going to take a lot of flack for not saying Mahomes is elite. I don't think he's elite. I think he's lucky.
I think he was at the first maybe season or two because he was a new.
I think he might have got figured out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like Lamar Jackson got figured out, I think Mahomes got figured out.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, I thought he was going to...
Lamar Jackson's trash.
changed the game, but it was just,
yeah,
it was like a step down from Michael Vick.
There's a lot of hype. Yeah, it was a Michael Vick 4.0, you know. But that was the one thing I was worried about with that episode is I said, you know, Josh Allen's elite, Mahomes is not, because I just think Mahomes is lucky.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
you know, definitely. Those no-look passes, you know, those cross-body passes, you know.
Yeah, like, so that's taking, like, I mean, it is a 50-50 chance either way if you do that, but there's got to be a smarter way of doing that.
Right.
Like, why take the 50-50 when you just take a full
100% incomplete? Exactly. And this year, I noticed a lot this year when I did watch Mahomes play, he gets bailed out by defensive backs with no hands. Mm. He should have so many more interceptions, but defensive backs with no hands.
Do you think it's maybe because he's throwing the ball harder? Because he does have a young arm. And he's
maybe
getting it through there.
Maybe. I don't know what it is, but he throws to the defense a lot.
Because I've seen, like, some games with Tom Brady, he kind of has, like, a soft throw. Right. It's, like, easily intercepted.
That's why I love playing with Keith, because Keith has – he doesn't have a strong arm, and he has touch on his passes. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you're not going to have balls from Keith go through your hands. Mm-mm. So, I mean, maybe. All right, we'll go to the right side of the bracket. Number two – Tampa, number seven, Eagles.
I'm going with Tampa.
I went with the Eagles just because I think they had won four. Before they played Dallas, they had won four in a row, mm-hmm. Playing real good football. Jalen Hurts was playing real good. They lost the Dallas game because they didn't have any starters play.
Yeah, I saw that. And,
obviously,
I had a lot of friends.
And
we have a lot of friends that are like Dallas fans. So
And we still gave them a game with our JV.
Sophomore team.
You know, up to halftime, they weren't blowing us out yet. So, with starters in place, the offensive line, obviously the defensive line, I think we can give Tampa Bay some trouble. So I pick Philly in that instance.
Yeah, I'm going with Bucks, but I feel like it's gonna be a close game.
Oh, I think it's gonna be a great game. I think it's gonna be a better game than what a lot of people think. 3 seed, 6 seed, Cowboys, 49ers.
You might be surprised.
This is a game I'm picking with my head, and I think Dallas is going to destroy
Dallas.
I think Dallas is going to. I don't think it's going to even be a ball game. San Francisco still has Garoppolo playing quarterback, but at the same time, Dallas still has Dak.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and he's not that good.
So, do you think it's going to be an up in the air? Dallas is going to win.
I think Dallas wins by at least 2 touchdowns.
Two?
Yeah, because, and I'll tell you why. Micah Parsons. As much as I hate saying nice things and complimenting Dallas, Micah Parsons and that defense are – they're just good.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons is so fast, you know.
100%.
So, yeah, I picked the Cowboys on that one. Number four, Rams. Number five, Cardinals. The only thing that scares me is I just read that the two starting safeties for the Rams are not playing. So they signed Eric Weddle. He came out of retirement, so they signed him. I like that move. Weddle was good when he was in the league before retirement. Took the whole year off, obviously, so we don't know how that's going to go. But I still pick the Rams.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are just so inconsistently like hit or miss.
I mean, I can't remember exactly what you're saying about the quarterback for the Cardinals.
Kyler Murray. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess playoffs change people, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
So hopefully.
Did they make the playoffs last year? Or is this going to be his first playoff game?
I don't know.
I think this is his first.
I didn't really pay attention playoff last year.
He may have made it as his rookie year. This is his third year. But I'm a Stafford fan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a big Stafford fan. He's a Texas boy. And he was stuck in purgatory, Detroit, for all those years.
For a long time.
And once Megatron left, who did he have? He had nobody, but he was still putting up
numbers.
Great numbers. And so now he's in L.A. with OBJ, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, obviously regarded as one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the game right now.
Isn't he, like, leading – Is he leading receiving or?
Yeah, he was leading receiving. He needed. He didn't need that many yards the other day. I think he needed like ended up needing like 30 something yards towards the end of the game to break the single season receiving yards record. albeit they got an extra game, a 17th game. But still, if you're that close to a record like that, I mean, it's still impressive. And Cooper Kupp is impressive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm a fan. So I picked the Rams on that. So we'll go second round. You picked the Raiders. I picked the Bengals. Either way, both of them are going up to Tennessee because we both picked the Bills. So they're down at the bottom. Okay, so let's just for grins and giggles, Titans, Raiders. Who do you have? Because you picked the Raiders.
I'm probably going to go with Titans on that one.
Okay, you'll go Titans. my matchup would be Titan Bengals, and I'm a huge Derrick Henry fan, and they're getting him back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are getting him back. So that was, to me, a no-brainer that Tennessee is going to pretty much destroy whoever they get. Cincinnati or Las Raider, Vegas. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and just throw Tennessee down in the conference championship, and then the next game will be the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the
Bills.
This is the Mahomes versus Josh Allen matchup that I think we all want to see.
I think Bills.
I picked the Bills as well. There's just something about them that I like a lot. And it was wild because in the 90s, I didn't like the Bills a whole lot.
Was it not the 90s? It was the 80s, wasn't it?
It was the 90s. It was the early 90s when they played all of the NFC East with the exception of the Eagles. They played Dallas twice. Mm-hmm. They played New York, and they played Washington and lost them all.
They're 0-4 in the Super Bowl.
Right.
In the 90s? It was all 90s?
Yeah, it was all mid-90s. So we have a matchup of Tennessee and Buffalo going in the playoffs, and I like that conference championship, actually. Now back to the right side of the bracket. I have Green Bay Eagles. You have Green Bay Cardinals.
Green Bay for sure.
Yeah, either one of those matchups, I'm calling Green Bay. Because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they've been just too good this year. I think they're the best team in the league right now. Agreed? No? Who's better than them?
On the NFC side?
No, in the whole NFL. I think they're the best team.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you would have.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
So on the other side, I have Cowboys and Rams. You have Cowboys and Bucks.
Ooh, that's going to be hard.
That'll be a good game. Yeah. It was a very good game in week one.
Yeah.
Cowboys probably should have won that game. They missed some field goals. They had some opportunities in the red zone that they did not convert, and they still only lost by less than a touchdown, right?
Was it less than a touchdown?
Yeah, I think it was.
It's like, what, 6 points?
Yeah. 5 points? Yeah. It was definitely less than a touchdown. So if they convert one of those in the red zone, they're winning.
So I'm going to cheer for the Bucks, but I have a feeling if the Cowboys do show up through all of playoffs, they'll beat them.
Okay. So.
Which is weird me saying that because I do not like the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys. my matchup is the Cowboys and the Rams, and I'm picking the Rams.
Dang.
I just think. If the offense is going, if Stafford is going, I mean, they're good. And Aaron Donald can get into Dak.
Oh, yeah, I guess you
got
to put
it. And plus, they got Von Miller now with him as well. Stafford just needs to limit the interceptions because he is an INT machine.
Yeah.
You know? I know. So we have on the left side of the bracket Titans Bills conference championship. I love this matchup. I love Derrick Henry. I love Ryan Tannehill. He's an A&M guy. But
I actually played against him in high school.
He played at Big Spring?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
And you played at
San Angelo Central. Yeah.
Are they 5A?
They are now Big Spring? 6A. Oh, no. They're now 5A, yeah.
Okay.
They were
at the time.
They were like a big 4A.
Okay. And y'all he killed y'all?
Nope.
Not really?
We beat him.
No. Well, congratulations on that. But you went with the Bills?
Yeah, I'm going with the Bills.
I also went with the Bills. I think the Bills are on their way to the Super Bowl.
But do you think they'll capitalize on this one? Or will they be...
We'll get there.
0-5.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. So, left side of the bracket, you have Cowboys, Packers, or did you have Packers, Tampa? You picked Tampa.
Yeah, I picked Tampa.
Okay, so who do you got in Green Bay, Tampa Bay? I have Green Bay, L.A., and I have L.A. winning. Just because... I don't know. I think the Rams are going to catch lightning in a bottle, to be completely honest with you.
I feel like Tom Brady's just a different person in playoffs.
Here's why I'm not putting Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl.
Because of the two wide receivers that aren't playing?
No. It's not a meaningful year. There's no records to be broken for Tom Brady. There's no retirement to talk about. We're not talking about Tom Brady going out on top. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing that we're really talking about Brady accomplishing. So it's not an accomplishment year. So I don't think he makes it.
You don't think getting it, what is it, the eighth ring?
What's 8 over 7 or 7 over 6? I think he's got 6. Is it? Yeah. I think he's got 6. What's... It may be 7. Yeah. 7,
'cause he has one with Tampa and 6.
Right. You know, so, I mean, he holds the record. There's no record to be broken. It's just being extended. So, he's not... That's why I have him getting beat in the first round. Okay. You know what I mean?
Dang, in the first...
Okay. I had the Phillies beating them. Or the Eagles. But I got the Packers-Rams in the conference championship, and I'm picking the Rams to go to the Super Bowl. So I have a Rams Bills Super Bowl. I have
a Bills in Tampa.
So you got Bowl. Okay. I like that. I like that matchup because it's Bills versus a team that he knows.
Yeah.
And it's the Bills versus a quarterback and a tight end that they know.
Yeah.
You know. So, all right, who's your Super Bowl winner, man? Ugh, you're boring.
I know, dude, this is so hard.
You're boring. You're about to pick Tom Brady.
No, that's the only reason why I think the Bills would win over that.
I picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
I think that, it has to be.
I just like...
Well, either because you had Bills and...
I had the Bills and the Rams, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess either way, they'll finally get their Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hope they do.
That'd be crazy.
It would be super crazy.
Especially for Bills fans. I have a friend. I mean, I don't really talk to him, so he's a huge Bills fan.
If we pick this right, we should go honking after the Bills win the Super Bowl. Do you know how we do that when the Spurs win the championship? We go downtown and honk?
I guess the only thing I feel bad even saying that I'm a NFL fan is because I really haven't been paying attention to the last 3 or 4 years.
Listen.
I wait till the playoffs and I'm like, oh, okay, this who...
Don't feel bad about that.
Because it's the same way with NBA.
Because I'm the same way. I don't even pay attention to the NBA.
No?
I can't stand watching basketball. The NBA is boring. I watch college basketball.
You might kick me out, but I don't really care for baseball.
I mean, listen, man.
I guess I never grew up on it, so I don't understand it.
80% of the people who come through here to be on this podcast don't like baseball. Like the only,
so I like being there physically.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, live games are the best to attend anyway.
But if I guess, had a choice to watch...
The NBA or the MLB?
No, neither. If I had a choice to watch, I don't know, Cocomelon over baseball, I'd probably pick Cocomelon.
Listen, I say it like this. I would watch preseason baseball over the Super Bowl.
Dang.
Preseason baseball.
Why?
Like baseball, it doesn't mean anything because I just love it. I love the game. Mm. I just love the chess. I'm a nerd with it. Like a lot of people who love baseball, the actual game. The off season is my favorite time of the baseball year. Because I love the hot stove, which is, you know, what free agents are going to go where. I love that there's no salary cap in baseball. And so I love seeing players, you know, like let's just say a Mike Trout, and we'll see what records he breaks with his contract. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he signed an 8-year, $425 million contract. Now, if you get up into the 10 years or the 12 years, he's making half a billion dollars easily or more.
That's a lot of
You know
money.
What I mean?
That's a lot of money.
To play a kid's game.
Yeah.
And I love it. So I love seeing like all the moves and the winter meetings.
I guess when you get into that.
Yeah.
You know, that deep into.
I'm just a nerd with it, man. I read about it all the time. I love reading about baseball. MLB TR, which is MLB Trade Rumors. That's my favorite website. I love going to it.
Speaking Spanish to me.
I know, man. But it's okay. It's okay. Like, but that's just me. The NFL doesn't really excite me, but I still follow it.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I'm going honking. You know, it's cool.
Like, why is this guy honking?
Yeah. Well, listen, man. The first Cowboys-Eagles game I ever went to, it was at the old Texas Stadium.
Okay.
I have a buddy named Greg. Who's a big Cowboys fan, and he lived up there at the time. And so Greg calls and he's like, hey, I bought tickets to this NFL or to the Philly and Dallas game. You need to come up and go to it. So I said, okay. And it was the very last Monday Night Football game at Texas Stadium. And that night I got nachos thrown at me. I had a beer thrown at me. When we pulled up to the stadium, Greg wanted to park in the very last parking lot, the parking lot furthest away,
uh-huh.
And we tailgated.
Mm-hmm.
But he did that because when it was time to walk to the stadium, I had to go through all the diehards. I had to walk, man. You know, I had to walk through all the tailgating, all you know. And I had a Brian Dawkins jersey on. I had a Philly hat. I had a Philly flag draped around me like a cape. When we drove into the parking lot, I had a Dodge Ram at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in line to get into the parking lot, it was a standstill. So I put this flag on a pole, and I mounted it in the bed.
Oh.
And I'm driving through windows. I unlock the windows. I roll them down. I've got Fly Eagles Fly playing on the radio. I'm honking. I'm getting booed, you know, whatever, by the Cowboy fans. Like I'm being obnoxious about it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as I think I should be. It's my first experience. I want the whole experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang, they get nachos and beer thrown at you?
Yeah, that's part of the experience, bro. But that was at the game. That was at the actual game.
Yeah, I had someone cuss at me when I went to the Cowboys and Patriots game.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Like, F you, F the Patriots. I'm like, what?
While we were walking to the stadium, we had to walk through the.
Yeah, we had
to walk through it. People are yelling at me, cussing at me. I'm laughing, you know. Oh. Who cares?
Yeah.
At this time, I'm in my probably mid-20s.
Mm,
okay.
Did they win that game?
The Cowboys won that game.
Oh, okay.
It was a great game. It was I think it was something like 42-38. It was a great game.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of scoring. It was a great game. That was the game. I don't know if you remember when DeSean Jackson broke away and he got to the goal line and he did this and then he did the back somersault.
Oh, yeah.
That was that game.
Oh.
Okay. He was getting booed the whole game. Anytime he touched the ball, he was getting booed.
Wow.
So as we're getting closer to the stadium, this old man, and I say old man, he's probably in his 60s, late 60s, mid 60s, whatever. He's got an old Cowboys wind jacket on. I mean, he's got the stuff from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he walks up to me, and he puts his arm around me, and he's got a red Solo cup in the arm that's not around me. So we're walking, and I thought, you know, he was a nice guy. And this man tells me, he said, I'm drinking red wine. And I go, okay. I mean, cool. You're tailgating with wine. That's, I mean, classy. He said, last week, Dallas played Washington in Washington, and I was at that game. And I said, okay. He goes, I got beer dumped on me. And I go, I said, that's unfortunate. I said, wrong place, wrong time, kind of. He goes, yeah, kind of like you right now.
Oh.
And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I mean, what's up then, you know? He goes, I'm thinking about pouring this red wine over you.
Oh, dang.
And I said, listen. And Greg is laughing. And Greg is like probably two steps behind me because he didn't want to be associated with me while everybody's cussing at me and yelling at me. Why are you with this clown? You know,
yeah.
And I said, listen, man. I said, that's cool. Like, pour that over me. But I don't care whose grandpa you are or who your grandkids are or how old you are, I will hit you in the mouth.
Yeah,
for sure. I will punch you in the mouth and knock you out. I'll probably get beat up by all these Cowboy fans that see me knock you out, but you will be knocked out. I will hit you. I don't care how old you are. And he very slowly took his arm out from around me and let me go. And today, if it happened to me today, I probably would react differently. You know, at kind of
you're in like, you know, mid-20s.
Because I'm more mature now, I would like to think, you know, sometimes. But I feel like at this point in my life, I would talk it out with him. Like, that's not necessary. You know, I wouldn't do that to you.
Why would you waste red wine?
Why would you waste that delicious Merlot you're drinking? But that
$10 bottle.
Yeah, why are you wasting that Barefoot Merlot that you got at the Valero before you got here, clown? No, but I would tell him, I wouldn't do that. If we were up in Philly together, I would protect you from
all this,
the Philly fans.
Yeah.
You know? But
So then you're friend that the Cowboys fan.
Oh, he started cracking. He
didn't protect you.
He didn't catch up to me until we were in our seats.
Oh.
Right? He let me make that walk the whole way by myself.
Wow.
And so now we're in the stadium and we're sitting there watching the game, and this dude two rows in front of me, I'm cheering. I'm not scared to cheer for my team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care what the venue is. I don't care if I'm in Green Bay. I don't care if I'm in Las Vegas watching the Raiders. I don't care if I'm in Los Angeles watching. I'm going to cheer for my team.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like it, that's issues you need to iron out. Mm-hmm. If you take this game so serious that visiting fans shouldn't be cheering, I'm not going to be obnoxious about it. I'm not going to get up in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that.
But I'm going to cheer.
But I'm cheering. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the reason I came.
Exactly. I'm not here.
I didn't come to be like.
I didn't come to be quiet or cheer for your team just because I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or wherever you're
exactly
visiting.
And so Jackson does something, I'm sure. I don't even remember if it was McCoy or Westbrook. Excuse me, at this time. But someone does something, and I stand up and I start clapping, and I'm like, yeah, you know, da 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 da. And all of a sudden, a half eaten thing of nachos goes flying by my head this way. The dude two rows in front of me just threw it back because I was cheering.
Dang, should have been like,
no, that's gross. But you know, it's
that's gross.
You make a point about Greg not protecting me, or Greg's a big Mavericks fan too.
Mm.
And when I was in
like all Dallas stuff.
So he loves everything Dallas. He loves it. He's a Rangers fan as well.
And Dallas Stars.
He does like hockey, as a matter of fact. I'm not a hockey guy. I don't know what that is. So
I like the fighting.
So I was at work the other day, and hockey was on the TV, and there was a fight that broke out. I was like, yeah, this is the best part. But when I was actually into the NBA, Greg would come down to San Antonio to go to Mavericks and
Spurs
games. Mm-hmm. And I would protect him because he was obnoxious.
Mm.
If Dallas won, which they didn't many times he came down, it was usually because that was when the Spurs were good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Mavericks weren't winning many of those games. But he would get obnoxious. He would get loud. He would, you know, on purpose. And I would keep fans away from him.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I know how hot-headed San Antonio fans are. I know how stupid San Antonio can be. And we're sitting at one game one time, and when we walked in, they handed us those inflatable, I don't know, they look like, you know, the balloons that do the balloon animals, the long ones, and the long skinny ones, and you clap them, right? Yeah. They're the clappers. So they were handing those out at this game. And Greg had brought his girlfriend down, and she, I think Riley's mom was with us. And so it was me, Riley's mom, Greg, and then Greg's girlfriend on that side. And we're all up there.
So and it's then, like Spurs, well,
it's Spurs, Mavericks. Because Greg's girlfriend was a Mavericks fan too. And so we're up there, and it's a great game. It's back and forth, you know. Spurs get up by 3 or 4. Then the Mavericks get up by 3 or 4. During the second half, it was the Mavericks were up most of the time. They led most of the second half. In the fourth quarter, the Spurs started making their run, you know, to take the lead, make it a game, whatever. And while Dallas is got this big lead, Greg is being obnoxious.
Yeah.
And super obnoxious, whatever. And he's annoying the two Spurs fans in front of us. He's clapping his thing, and he's, you know, hitting me with it and whatever. And
having a good time.
Hell, having a great time. Yeah. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I remember somebody got fouled. They were going to the free throw line, and the Spurs were about to take the lead. And the fans in front of us turned around and told me, when they make these free throws and the Spurs take the lead, if you don't knock him out, I will. And he was serious. He had this look and like he wanted to punch Greg. And I looked at that. I looked at him and I said, listen, if they take the lead, just cheer for your team, because if you swing at him, I'm swinging at you. You know, and I've got leverage because I'm higher up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to have to swing up to get me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's even further.
And I'm coming down.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So,
Debo.
Odds were in, yeah. Big Lewis to Big Dogs. That's exactly what I'm thinking about right now.
I had a feeling you were going to bring that up.
And so we made the free throws, and he just turned around and looked at me like with this, like, stupid look.
I can't believe you're
like
not going to knock him out.
Exactly, like a. And I was like, do it, man. If you're feeling
feeling froggy, jump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly that. And but I ended up smacking Greg in the face with my little clappers. I said, bop.
Ooh. You're like, so, there, that's yeah. what you get right
yeah.
there.
But yeah, it was you're gonna throw the first swing and then I'm gonna throw the last swing.
See, I get cheering for and being loyal to the team,
right?
But not like that. That's over.
I always say sports aren't worth that.
No,
it's not that serious.
A lot of like see, I'm gonna go back to NFL because I know more NFL than anything, but a lot of Cowboys fans, they're like, if you say anything negative, they're like, they want to like bulk up and be like, what do you say,
put a name on it.
I don't know anybody. Like, most of my friends, like, back home, really.
Oh, not Frank?
I've never seen really Frank.
Nah, Frank's not one of those.
Talk like that, though.
But Frank is just talk. That's all he is. He's not going to actually fight you. I love Frank.
But no, like, I don't understand it. Like, you're a fan. Like, you don't work for the team. You don't. Right.
You're not getting paid.
Yeah, you're not getting paid.
You actually, don't get free
you're
merch.
Paying them.
You're right. You don't get free merch. You don't.
Because you don't, I say one negative thing, like, right. At the time, it was basically like Tony Romo was not that great. Which he.
Hindsight 2020.
He is.
In comparison to. Listen, if Tony Romo in his prime were the quarterback right now, Dallas would have already won a couple Super Bowls.
Oh yeah,
with CeeDee Lamb and that defense and Zeke when he was actually good. He sucks now, but that wide receiver group.
Yeah, if he had if it, yeah no 100%. But that was the the soft spot for Cowboys fans. They were like, I can't believe you're talking about Tony Romo like that, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then he's gone, and they're like, oh, yeah, he did suck. I'm like, what? But you were protecting him like a couple years ago. Like, I don't understand that.
That's stupid wild. But, yeah, it's crazy what sports do to people. You know what I mean? Like, I see videos on social media all the time. Fights at stadiums.
Oh, yeah.
And you...
drinks being thrown.
You never get the full...
story.
...video. All you get is the fight. You don't know what happened. You don't know what was said. But you just... You see people acting like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
God, it just makes me mad. It's literally not that serious. It's not at all.
But that's how some people are. They just take it too serious.
And that's another reason. Like for the NFL, I don't ever want to like venture out to like Cowboy Stadium again. I would wear a t-shirt or maybe a jersey, but I'm not going to like deck out and be obnoxious about it. You know, it's one of those things where I think I've matured in my older.
You're like, hey, Adam, guess what? We got you free tickets to the Cowboys and the Eagles game. Oh, I'm going now decked out.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I might not even wear an Eagles shirt. I mean, you may not even know who I'm cheering for.
Dang.
Type thing. You know what I mean? But if I'm in Philadelphia.
You're going to wear like a yellow shirt. No colors.
Right. Yeah, I might just wear black. A black shirt. No big deal. But if I'm in Philadelphia, when I'm around my own, you know, people. Okay, now I might get a little obnoxious. Yeah, yeah. You know?
That's where where I'm kind of mature goes away.
But where it comes back is, but not to a point where I'm going to fight anybody or you know, I may even strike up a conversation with you during the game. If I'm in Philadelphia watching an Eagles-Cowboys game and I've got Cowboys fans sitting next to me, we're probably going to be friends after we leave because I'm going to, like, we're going to
cheer for the touchdowns, like, oh, so blah, 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 you know. Like,
I'm going to be friendly. You know, I'm not getting
the silent killer.
Yeah. Anyways, dude, you have any cool experience at at games? Have you ever been to any cool games?
Like, I've been to the first game I ever went to was Patriots versus the Colts.
Where was that at? In New England?
Yeah, in New England. Uh-huh. I went to the Gillette Stadium.
What time of year was it?
It was in December.
So it was cold.
It wasn't snowing.
Okay.
But so it was kind of cool.
So it was crisp.
Yeah. It was nice. Peyton Manning wasn't playing. That was when he had that neck surgery.
Okay. So who was the quarterback at that time?
You got it.
You got to look it up.
Yeah. It was fun because I was like four rows from the floor, like where the end zone is.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, being like that close to them, wanting to jump up, you know, with the fans.
Yeah.
If they scored scored. It was pretty cool. And then me and Jessica went to Miami versus Patriots. They lost. The Patriots lost.
In New England?
No, again? In Miami.
In Miami? Yeah. Okay.
And that was a fun experience.
Miami's one of those places that I have no desire to visit. Like, do you have any of those places? Like I've got places that I do want to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I got places that I have visited that I love that I definitely want to go back to. I've been to Vegas.
No, that's my place.
That you want to go to?
Don't want to go to.
No desire. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so...
I'm not a gambler.
I'm not either.
I guess I see that that's the biggest thing or the only thing to do.
Right.
Which there really isn't.
I mean, there's shows and stuff, but I mean...
You can go there to gamble.
You can go to shows anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I've been to Vegas. Vegas is on my... I have no desire to return.
Mm.
So when people are like, oh, birthday weekend in Vegas, yeah. I'm like, cool, have fun.
You're like, I'm just going to go down the street to Austin.
Right. New Orleans is on my no desire.
Why?
I just no desire.
I think I want to go there just to
eat food. I just feel like, okay, so there, I hear that.
But that's the only reason.
I just feel like New Orleans is, everything I hear is just dirty. You know what I mean? Mm. It smells like urine, you know, type thing.
Oh, that's gross.
But you know, that's like, I watch NCIS New Orleans, and a lot of the architecture looks kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? Old-timey.
Right.
Kind of like downtown San Antonio.
I think Cajuns are real cool. I like their accents. But I've been to Louisiana. I don't necessarily need to go back.
Yeah.
If I do go to Louisiana, I would love to go to an LSU A&M game.
Oh, wow.
But it would be one of those things where my maturity would have to be like
on check.
On check, because LSU fans are crazy. You know what I mean?
I guess Miami was okay. I didn't really.
Miami's on my list of I have no desire.
No.
There's nothing. I don't think there's anything in Miami for me, with the possibility of, with the exception of maybe food. I heard the Cuban food scene there is awesome.
What about places that you absolutely want to go to?
Okay, so in the United States, I want to go to the Northeast. I want to go visit like Maine.
Okay.
Like up in the New England part.
The Italian food when I went to Boston was...
Yeah. So when...
And that's all I ate was Italian food, because that's all that was around me.
If and when I get up there, I think seafood is going to be what I want to eat most of the time. I want an authentic like New England clam chowder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, type thing. I want to taste the seafood, you know, straight from the port, you know, just off the boat into the restaurant today, you know, type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that was actually a pretty cool experience when I went. I went down like the fish market.
Right.
Everything just fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah, I was like, dang, this looks so good.
And
I'm not huge onto like eating so much fish, because
I'm not huge on seafood at all, but
I used to eat was catfish.
Right, and that's because you're a Texas. Yeah, I want to do that in Seattle. The Seattle fish market is something to behold.
Well, when we went, me and Jessica went to Vancouver, Canada.
Right,
fish was on point.
On point.
Yeah.
Right.
Crab.
So
everything.
So those are definitely areas that I want to check out. I do want to go to the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle and the Portland or the Oregon side. Out of the country, I definitely want to visit Greece, and I want to visit Croatia.
I really want to go to Tokyo. No?
Asia's not really high on my list. I have no desire to visit, like, Paris.
I was gonna bring Panda Express.
Or I have no desire to visit Paris. I have no desire
I'm not
Germany,
the whole Paris thing. Yeah.
Or Italy.
Well,
you're Italian.
Yeah.
So
I do want to kind of see where those roots are.
Yeah. I'm not much into Italian food, so you can't persuade me with authentic Italian food. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work, because I don't like Italian food.
Like at all?
I mean, I like an Alfredo sauce.
You're like, I like pizza.
Right. I mean, even the pizza sauce has to have a white sauce. I don't like tomato-based products. Dang. So I do, however, enjoy stuffed pasta. So, like the raviolis and the tortellinis and stuff like that.
But it has to be non-tomato based.
Right. It has to be in an Alfredo sauce. So, that's that. But Croatia and Greece, for sure. You can get me out to eat 100% of the time if we're going to eat Mediterranean or Greek food.
I want to... I watch, like, the CrossFit games, and so look up some of the CrossFitters, and some of them are from Iceland. So I want to try like Icelandic food, if that's the correct term.
Yeah.
They say it's really good. Like, just, I guess, I don't know what exactly Icelandic food would be considered, but.
I don't either. I've got a buddy. Do you know Jesse Jimenez? He's been on the pod.
The brothers?
Yeah, the brothers. Yeah. So Jesse went to Iceland.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago, and said it was awesome.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah. See? Jesse's a traveler. Jesse's a traveler and a foodie.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'd want to go there in uh-huh. Tokyo. I guess seeing like the whole vending machine, like that's their fast food, like yeah. Asian food.
I'm yeah.
like, damn, that'd be pretty cool.
So like the sushi conveyor belts.
That would be awesome.
Where you
just pull the little
yeah, pull plates, it off. Yeah.
Pull the plates off.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
I do want to go to Switzerland. I think going to Switzerland would okay. be pretty cool. But like I said, like the big European countries like
Paris and
like that. Italy, Paris. I had no desire to go to England, you know, mm-hmm. Germany. Nah. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I do want to try Italy. Maybe in the far future.
I also don't think I have any desire to visit down under. Really? Australia, yeah, just because I've heard the spiders and the snake, yeah. like all the creatures.
Okay, I know.
You know what I mean?
Your like, reason like to not go is because it's
right.
terrifying.
Right, yeah. Absolutely terrifying. And I heard the crime there is not.
Like, the what?
The crime
is
pretty wild there.
Because of the whole no-gun situation?
Right, yeah. I want to feel protected.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And I don't know how protected a tourist is
going over there.
Yeah, I just don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe somebody's going to hit me up and be like, you know, it's cool.
You're like, I'm going to rock. Never mind.
Yeah.
And then run away.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. That's just me. But I love getting out and traveling. You know, Denver's one of my favorite spots.
I've never been there. I want to go there.
Denver's.
That's one place I do want to go.
Yeah. Denver's real cool. Listen, man, I went one time and I arrived late at night. I arrived at about 11 o'clock Denver time.
Dang.
And it had just got done. And I was supposed to get in at about 1 or 2 that afternoon, but the flights got delayed because it was like an active blizzard.
Oh, over there.
Over there. And so the next day, the whole city is covered in snow. But I'm walking around in a jacket just like this and a hoodie. Or not a hoodie, a beanie. I'm not bundled up. I'm in sweats or jeans and a little jacket because it felt like a dry cold. It wasn't a wet cold where, you know, you get out of the car.
That kind of windy
cold. And my bones weren't aching because it was so cold. It was just a crisp cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I loved it.
So you were living like a little bit of a dream.
Yeah, huh? Living the dream. Whereas in San Antonio, you've got, if it snowed here, or if it got consistently cold, like in the 30s and 20s, I would hate it because it's so wet and humid here. Yeah, I just feel like my bones would just hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when it got really cold, like a couple of weeks ago. Out of nowhere,
my
body was hurting.
The worst part about the cold is being in a house or an apartment or whatever, all warm and cozy, and then stepping out into the cold for the first time.
Oh, okay. Like, so like, it's nice and warm in here. And
so you,
like,
leave it. Step out so and you're
like, what the?
So leaving, even when you know it's cold, not even a like, you're expecting it to be warmer, and you. And you step out and it's cold and you're like, ugh, and you're surprised. Yeah. Even when you know it's cold and you leave the place and now you're walking to your car.
It's like one of those things you're like walking out and you're like, oh,
Well, yeah, exactly. So the other morning, you know, Riley's got to be at school at 6 o'clock for basketball practice. And so, you know, we leave here.
That's early, but I wake up at 5.
We leave here at about 20 till 6 to get him to school. And the walk from the door to the car.
It's brutal.
It hurts. and then you get in the car and the car is cold.
Yeah.
It's not like you're walking to the car and like jumping in the car for a safe haven of warmth.
Yeah, no, it's cold.
You still gotta turn the car on, get the heat going. Like you gotta wait for the engine to warm up to pump that hot air to you and dude, I'm 40 years old and I will never get used to it. And you know how my bones work anyway. My bones are fragile and achy and whatever else. So
you're like, I can't deal with this.
I can't. Yeah, it's
to a point where it's like you just buy a remote starter just for
the
3 or 4 weeks of it being cold here in Texas.
That's the worst part. Like, here I am complaining, but we literally get 3 or 4 weeks out of it, you know, of cold, unbearable. And it's not even weather that is like super cold or what. I mean, we're in the 40s.
Yeah.
You know, people from up north are laughing at us for our fake winters.
Yeah, they're like in what, -5 or 5 or whatever. I don't know.
And still wearing gym shorts and tank tops. Yeah,
like, you know, that's hilarious. We love that weather, that temperature.
Yeah, Texas is weak sauce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, I get what you're saying because I feel it, especially having surgery on both my knees.
Yeah.
Oh,
let me ask you this.
Dislocations and whatnot.
I have more questions.
Have more answers.
Yeah. Okay, so when it's cold, is your job, is it worse when it's cold?
No,
it's worse when it's hot. Y'all don't have air conditioners in those.
We have heaters,
but no air conditioners.
Our air conditioners is leaving the doors open. The two doors.
So you go home soaking wet during the summer.
Oh yeah,
like, from sweating.
Like if this was the summer, you'd see a big old white ring, sweat ring right here.
Yeah.
All right here. You'd see salt all my body.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's very brutal. I wasn't wearing this hat, but I think there's probably some sweat stains.
Yeah, maybe. Not on that one.
But yeah, it'd be.
So it's more brutal during the summer.
Yeah. So like these, I'd probably drink like 4 or 5 of these.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah. You keep a cooler in the.
I do. Yeah, I have a like one of those. I have a Fetty, not a Yeti.
Oh, a faux Yeti.
Yeah,
it's a. I see what you did there.
A Fetty.
Aha! I see what you did there. Whoa! I pressed the wrong one. This is the one I meant to press.
Whoa! It's very nice.
That's the one.
But yeah, I do have a cooler, and the ice does not last very.
Really?
Yeah, just because it's sitting on the floor.
And you're opening.
Well, no, not only that, but it's sitting on the floor, and just from the heat, it's metal. So just, it blazes. It's.
Why don't you?
When it's like 90 degrees outside, where I'm driving in the cab, it's probably like maybe 100.
Yeah.
But then in the back, it's like 125, 130.
So why don't you get like a towel or something?
I do. I usually have like the towel that you wet.
No. I'm talking about to lay on the ground.
It's so dirty, like just dust and.
So get a dirty beach towel.
Nah.
Keep it wet all day.
I mean, the ice lasts.
Yeah.
A good while, but like literally the first 2 hours, it starts to melt. You'll see water ice, but it keeps everything else cool. You can't really put food in there because that food's gonna get soaked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
what? Do you take your lunch to work?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. Right now, I'm trying to, I guess, makeshift like a little basket to put in there, so like it's above it, so it keeps it still cold.
I'm gonna redneck engineer a little.
Yeah. I mean, I know like Yeti and Ozark Trail, they have like little trays that you can put in those.
Yeah.
But mine's not a hard case. Mine's like a soft case.
Why don't you get a? Oh, you're not. Yeah, that's why. Mm. You get the hard case.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually working on. I want to get that, and then
HEB makes a good.
Put all the stickers that you have Fetty. on your. I don't know if your viewers have seen your table, but all the stickers that you have on here, I want to throw it on a cooler like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Deck it out.
That would be kind of cool. I'll give you some stickers when you do that. But HEB makes a cool Fetty.
That, oh, they're Cody?
The Cody, yeah.
I think it's expensive.
Are they expensive too?
Yeah.
Might super as well buy expensive. A Yeti.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally, I think like the hard case, the small one for Cody is like maybe $100 cheaper than Yetis.
Really?
So I'm like, might as well buy a Yeti.
Might as well buy a Yeti.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah. It's Ozark, it's Walmart's brand, Ozark Trail. That's the go-to. That's super, like really cheap, but it works just as good.
What about an Arctic?
The Arctic. Oh, those are good.
Those are good ones.
But they're pretty similar. They're a little bit cheaper than Cody.
Uh-huh.
and they work just as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's really a preference. Some people are like, oh, I'm all about Yeti. I'm all about Arctic.
Name brands about, yeah. And stuff. Yeah.
I just want it to work. I just need it to work.
Right. That's all I need. Yeah. I need my 17 gallons of water.
Yeah. I used to buy like a whole, like what, 24, 32 pack of water. And it'd be done by like day three.
Yeah.
But then I started bringing an actual 2 gallon little dispenser. Like water dispensers.
Because those are like 99 cents at H-E-B, yeah.
No. So the ones that you buy, like the Igloo ones.
Oh, yeah.
$10 for a 2 gallon and then go and fill it up with water for like 25 cents.
Oh, at the gallon. At the little.
Like QT or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we get free ice at work, so just throw the ice.
Is it good ice? Is it like Sonic ice?
No.
It's trash ice?
Yeah.
Trash. UPS making all this money and can't even get y'all a good ice machine.
Like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5 ice machines. And that's it. And once they're out, they're out.
For the whole day.
They're out. By the time we come back, that's when it's full.
Yeah. But everybody had already been
out. Yeah, we're gone.
Yeah. That's trash.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing to me how, like...
They should have, like, this huge, like, just lineup of coolers and just have people go and get
them. Right. It's crazy to me how underappreciated jobs like that in America are. You know what I mean? To that point,
yeah, I get it. But on the other side of things, like what I bring home, like money, like income, I can't really complain.
Oh, okay. So there's give and take. And I guess that's true with all jobs.
Yeah. The insurance is great just because it's
a worldwide company.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
You probably pay for all 4 of your family. You probably pay under $100 a month, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's called a union fee. I'm part of the union. So, for me, Jess, and the 2 kids, yeah, under
$100 mm-hmm. for the insurance.
Yep.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, for all 4 of us.
Yeah. I guess the give and take is pretty good with companies. You're going to take a little crap, but you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, it is brutal. You know, I don't have an education on that aspect.
Yeah.
So,
I mean.
Can't complain.
It's all good.
I mean, I can, but it's not.
It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, no. It's just going to be like, all right, go back out there and work.
Yeah.
Go back out there for, you know.
You ought to just let Jess be your sugar mama.
I asked her and she said no.
She said no?
No.
I got a buddy. I won't.
She wants me to be her sugar daddy.
Yawn.
Yawn.
So I got a buddy, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants his business put out there, but he's a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I get it's cool. Like,
I don't know what
I
his...
Like, I don't know what I would do. Like,
I don't know what his...
Talladega Nights, just like...
I don't know what his wife does, but I know he spends a lot of time on his lawn, like doing the lawn. Oh, okay. Like,
so that thing's green year round.
Right. Right. So he's one of those. Every week. I would imagine, and I've seen stuff on Facebook where the house is in immaculate shape. You know, it's clean. The dishes are done. Like, this is what he does.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, you know.
I guess it, like you said, there's give and take.
Good on him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he wants to be bored at home as a stay-at-home dad, go for it.
How many kids does he have?
They got 2 kids. Oh, they are, I want to say they're both in high school now.
Oh, wow.
They're soccer players. So, I mean, there's parts of his life where... I mean, it's exciting. He's out watching his kids play,
mm-hmm.
you know, sports and stuff. And, you know, that's the evening. So I guess his 8 to 5 is keeping that house in great shape and working out.
Hey, if he's doing it, like, kudos to him.
Hey, kudos for him for being able to talk his wife into that.
Now my wife just looks at me. You know how she
is. Yeah.
She's like.
She's the sweetest mean girl I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
She's super sweet, but she's super mean. Yeah. Like, super mean.
She's super Mexican.
And I love it. Yeah.
I don't know if that's mean to say.
Nah, you can say
that. Is that racist? No? Because I'm Mexican, right?
Yeah, you're. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I can make fun of white people. You can make fun of Mexicans and Italians, I guess.
Which is pretty much white people.
That's fair. Anyways, bro, we're a little over an hour. I think you were kind of worried about if we were going to have anything to talk about. And
no.
We did. We freestyled it pretty good.
Yeah.
I always appreciate it when you come through, man. I enjoy talking to you.
I feel like there's no, like, real breaks in between us talking.
Yeah.
Like, when we...
No, that's a good thing, yeah. You take the alley-oops pretty good, and you give them back pretty good. So what we need to do is get you and your podcast going.
Yeah. That was kind of, I guess, the... What we were going to... Wanted. I guess we were supposed to kind of talk about, it didn't happen.
One thing that hurt my feelings is you got all these ideas to start your podcast and you didn't reach out to me once.
It's not that I didn't reach out to you.
No, that's definitely what it was. You didn't reach out to me.
I didn't reach out to anybody.
No, it's fine. That's fair. But anything you need.
But I know if I have a lot of questions, I know who to go to.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll be a guest anytime.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not scared.
And you're not that far. Literally take 1604.
Oh, yeah. Down. Out to Helotes, right?
Yeah.
You live out there by Sauce. Yeah.
Sauce lives a little further, I think.
A little further?
He lives like 1604 Culebra.
Okay.
So it's a little bit further. I mean, not far.
Yeah, they're selling their house.
What?
Soon. I don't know where they're going, but yeah, there's that.
That might be a move for us, but not until
If you were to sell your house, where would you go?
Further into Helotes. I want to get land.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why Helotes?
Just, it's quiet.
Why not like out toward like Bull Verde or something? You should check it out, like Smithson Valley.
Up
to 281. A little further. Past Stone
Oak. Oh, Bull Verde. No. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of, I was thinking of Bernie or something. For some reason.
I mean, that too.
Or Bandera.
Oh, that's way out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we're kind of going now towards.
Well,
but I want to get like.
You want to be out there shooting guns and.
Yeah.
And.
Between 5 and 10 acres.
And being a redneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a chicken coop and.
Yeah.
Goats and whatnot.
Just have some fresh laid eggs for breakfast the next morning.
Dude, breakfast is my go-to.
Yeah, I love breakfast. You know what I was thinking the other day? Would be delicious. A flaky biscuit. Okay? Picture this.
All right.
A flaky biscuit bottom. Okay? Bacon. Nice and crispy, thick.
How many slices?
However many slices you want, buddy.
Bro, I'd probably go like...
6 or 7.
Yeah, I was thinking about 6. Cut them in half.
So you got that's essentially 12. Sandwich. Yeah. No, it's you'd have to eat it with a fork because of the end of what I'm about to say. Okay.
So
you got bacon, and then you got a nice, crispy chicken fried steak patty.
Okay.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
Or if you prefer, T-bones are popular for breakfast. You could throw some steak on there. Mm-hmm. You know, the small side of a T-bone is a filet.
Okay.
Okay. So you could take, do a filet
that piece on there.
If that's what you're into. I would get a chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would do.
Oh, chicken.
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken
yes.
Fried steak.
Chicken fried steak. And then I would do a couple of fried eggs.
Couple?
A couple of them.
Oh, you really want to eat this with a fork?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Couple. So, like, what, 3?
No, just 2.
2?
Okay. Yeah, two.
Legit couple.
2 fried eggs, some cheese, the biscuit top.
What kind of cheese?
Whatever American kind of cheese
Kobe
you want.
Jack, Kobe.
I'm a cheddar guy.
Okay.
I like the sharper, the better. I like sharp cheeses.
I like the pepper jacks.
Okay, I like pepper jacks. So I could do that, but for this sandwich, I would definitely go in the cheddar route.
Cheddar. Okay.
And then the biscuit top, and then some sausage gravy on top.
Dang.
Smothering it.
That's not even gonna hold. That'll hold for a picture, and then after that.
If you need to open it up. You definitely got to eat it with a fork.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Man, that sounds so delicious to me.
That
I love chicken fried steak, man.
It's something I have to probably make tomorrow. I cook breakfast at home.
Do you?
Yeah, I love cooking breakfast.
What time should I be there?
Whenever. Usually wake up like at 7, 8.
Nah,
That's too early for you, huh?
But anyways, yeah, that's kind of, man. Next time you're here, we'll talk about, we'll get into a good food conversation.
Dude, I'm down.
I know you're a big foodie. Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's what we'll do next time. But yeah, y'all go like, subscribe, and share. We'll get Lewis podcast going. And
yeah, soon. Hopefully soon. Sooner than later.
I want more branches off of my podcast tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Jazz and Paul started one.
Oh, okay, they did.
And it's... I mean, go check them out. They're
They're on Apple.
Yeah, they're on Apple.
Okay,
it's For the Globe. It's this right here. That's what it is? For the Globe, Ho Trotter Entertainment.
What?
Ho, H O E, but it's an acronym. Helping out, helping others every day.
Okay.
Ho Trotters Entertainment.
Ho Trotters.
Yeah, so they just talk about what it, like we do. They freestyle.
Oh, okay. And, so it's like a free, a big freestyle. Yeah, thing.
Big freestyle. They talk about the Cowboys a lot. They were talking about cryptocurrency the other day. So it's pretty good. But like I said, I want more branches off of my podcast tree.
I have a few names, and I'll tell you off camera. But
okay.
Well, actually, I just have one, but okay. I feel like it's too close to a certain popular one.
Okay.
And I'm glad I got to see you today, so I can at least kind of throw that idea and see what you can go with.
Definitely. But anyways, yeah, we'll get that up and running. I want you to do that. And then y'all like, subscribe, and share, and tell all your friends about us. Tell your mothers about us, because we love mothers. And
the mamacitas. Hey.
Yeah. And until next time, we'll catch y'all later.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.